Kansas City's classic rock station, 101 The Fox. Happy New Year to each and every one of you up and at 'em this morning. I know that some of you might be moving a little bit slow after we flush 2020 and welcome 2021. The Chiefs play Sunday against the Los Angeles Chargers, wrapping up their 2020-2021 season. And as we talk about throughout this entire season, somebody will receive the game ball, recognition for great effort involved in the game. And we recognize the men and women of labor with the Greater Kansas City Building and Trades Council's MVP of the Week. And this morning, I'm very pleased to welcome back my partner, the business manager of the Building and Trades Council, the very lovely Elise Martini. Happy New Year, Elise.
Happy New Year. Did you think 2021 would ever get here? So excited.
I was so glad to flush 2020. You don't know. I am ready for a much better year. And I think everybody is ready for a much better year. And I think we're going to have one.
I do too, and it's nice that this last game of the season, we're wrapping it up with a true sister, and we're actually honoring someone from my local union, finally. She's a member of the Cement Masons and Plasters Local 518. Kevin Gard, the business manager, called and said, I want to nominate Whitney Chandler. She's only been a member for a year. She's an apprentice, but she's been working in just a great role model, especially with the other apprentices. She's just awesome, so I'm happy to welcome Whitney.
Whitney, welcome to the Slacker Morning Show.
Hi, thank you so much for having me here. I'm so honored and appreciative to be here. I'm like teeming with excitement right now, you guys.
You're a bubbly individual, girl.
I try to be. They call me Smiley at a lot of job sites. There's never a time where I'm not smiling.
Well, Whitney, for those who may not know a little bit about your background, I know that obviously you're an apprentice, but tell us a little bit what got you into the unions.
You know, it's actually kind of a luck of the draw. I happen to have a friend who lived across the street from Tina Reed, who was the apprenticeship and part of one of our local 5118 union. And I was outside working on my truck, you know, getting down and dirty. And she was like, you look like you could do concrete. You want to get in that? And I was like, absolutely, I want to do that. Sure do. And it's been, just poetry ever since. In all actuality, it's just best fit ever.
Where do you work?
I work for Kissick Construction. It's really great outfit. We do a lot of different projects. We did the streetcar. We're up at the airport. My first job on duty at all was at KU, at the KU campus up there.
Sure.
One of the longest days, but definitely one of the most beautiful work. And we actually have gotten concrete finisher awards for the work that we did out there.
Our MVP this week is Whitney Chandler. And Whitney, for those who may be listening like you, who are considering, maybe women listening that are considering getting into the unions, what would you say to them?
I would say it's really not as hard as you would think it is. As long as you have a positive attitude and a good work ethic, construction is far reaching and concrete is in everything. There is nothing they're building that doesn't need a little bit of concrete. So that is definitely somewhere you need to get into. It can be hard and it can be strenuous, but at the same time, you work smarter, you're not going to have to work that hard. If you are positive about it, you are going to go far and it's going to reward you very immensely. I am very pleased with my career change and choice because I actually went to college at UMKC. A lot of credit hours, but wasn't really sure what I needed to do. And then to have to be put into something that literally steered me right where I needed to be, and I was able to use all my skills in any way, always imaginable. Construction is not just hard labor. You got to think about it too.
What do you like to do when you're not working?
I like to relax and not lift a thing except my little fingers. I do a lot of gaming. I have an Xbox, a PlayStation. I do PC gaming. I'm actually an outdoors person. I play a lot of sports. I am an avid tennis player. I played tennis in high school. I played basketball in high school. So I'm an odd dichotomy. I'm outside all the time and I'm inside all the time as well.
She is very shy, Elise. Could we found somebody that could have talked maybe a little bit today?
Seriously, how do you wrap? This is the best way to wrap up the season, isn't it? We had legendary Carl last week and then Whitney this week. I mean, it's just, and this is the future. Yep. And that's what's so exciting to me. When you have someone with this caliber and she's only been in the local for, you know, a small period of time, over a little over a year. And look, this is the future. So I'm excited.
Well, she certainly brings a lot of energy. And Whitney, on behalf of the Greater Kansas City Building and Trades Council, Elise Martini, business manager, every week in the regular NFL season and beyond, we recognize the men and women of labor who make a difference. As Elise said, I really think that you have a bright future. On behalf of everyone in your local, congratulations, you are this week's MVP.
Oh, thank you so much! 518! 518-518.
We literally have a game ball for you. We're going to get you hooked up here in a second. But Elise, for those listening who would like to join the unions or find out about nominating somebody, how can they do that?
Yeah, I mean, we're going to the playoffs. So we've got a couple of, you know, hopefully several spots still to fill. So they can call the office, which is 816-836-8485. Or if you're interested in the trade, you can also go to our website. It's beunion.com. That's beyounion.com. And you can follow Whitney's footsteps, which is going to be hard to follow.
Whitney, let me ask you, you know, we always ask our MVPs what they think about the upcoming game. The Chiefs are taking on the Chargers, who have struggled. What do you think the outcome's going to be?
Oh, we're going to blow them out. It's going to be 42. I'll give them a field goal. They'll get a solid three, because, you know, no one wants to just get a solid goose egg, but it's done. We're wrapping it up. We're going all the way.
All right. Well, Whitney Chandler, it is a real honor to meet you, and look forward to following your progress with Operative Plasters and Cement Masons, Local 518. Thank you so much for joining us today. Go Chiefs!
Go Chiefs! And thank you so much. It's always a pleasure.
Happy New Year, Slacker.
Every game day, lock it in on 101 The Fox and leave it alone for the best classic rock in Kansas City. 101 The Fox.